Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. 68 teams started the tournament. Only the best have survived, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a dollar bet on that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, a very special edition of it this week. We have our normal co-host, Mr. Andrew P. Shea, and a very special appearance for our end-of-week show by Dustin Hawkinsmith. Ross is off this week. Don't worry, he'll be back next week, and we'll be doing Tucker's Take and Ask Ross with him. Dustin, I hope you understand your job today is to keep Andy in his place. You up to it?
Well, I think I'm up to it. And by the way, you talk about Ross Tucker couldn't be here, but Dustin Hawkinsmith is. You want to talk about the all-time downgrade for the Thursday show. So I apologize. I mean, what else can I do?
No apologies necessary, especially if you remember, Dustin, earlier this week we had your fan, your one fan, sing your praises when he sent us an email talking you up, Dustin. So there is one guy, Ben in Florida, is very happy that you're here today.
And by the way, can you just call me my alter ego today? They call me Ben from Florida in my free time, so I prefer to go by that name.
All right, fair enough. Dustin, his own biggest fan. Let's move on. I'll tell you what, Dustin, let's get it out of the way. We've got it started with you. I do want to bring up one basketball note, and that was, as we all know, 5-6 guys all entered the transfer portal in basketball. Isaiah Brockington has announced he would be coming back, but we got the first announcement. Jamari Wheeler, the point guard, has decided to take his talents to Columbus. He is actually going to be playing for a Big Ten opponent, Ohio State. How big a deal is that?
I think you have to just, if you are a Penn State basketball fan, first of all, I think the program thanks you for your loyalty through this trying time. But you have to let the kid make the decision that's best for him. Now, going to from a Big Ten afterthought to a Big Ten contender, will he be able to grow the way that he anticipates growing? Now, I think last year, you know, he showed a little bit more of a shot. I think maybe there's some more in Jamari Wheeler that we haven't seen yet that maybe he thinks a little bit better program could pull out of him. One more go at it to try to maximize his potential. And I don't know, maybe play basketball overseas or whatever. You know that he's a big-time intangible guy and good defender. I think Ohio State's going to be happy to have him. I think the bigger question is, if you are a Penn State basketball fan, how do you feel about a central member of your team going to a rival institution? I think that question is in play for football or any other sport too. How do you feel about a guy leaving Penn State for Ohio State?
I will answer that question for you, Dustin. Not good. Player goes to a team outside of the Big Ten, I'll root for him. He goes to a team within the Big Ten, particularly that team in Columbus, I am no longer rooting for him. He is dead to me. How's that for an answer?
Yeah. Cool, rational.
That is how I define my fandom, Dustin. Cool and rational. All right, let's get back to football. Andy, I want to start with Tyke Smith, a very good safety from West Virginia who entered the portal a week or two ago. All of a sudden, we are getting a lot of smoke about him. showing up in Happy Valley and joining Penn State. Would that be a good fit?
Yeah, it's still a what I call a long walk home for him. I mean, he's got like three or four other schools that are, you know, after him as well. Plus, he's got a list of, you know, it's like recruiting 101 all over again. He's got, you know, a list of like 9 or 10 schools. I mean, Penn State has a great need. I mean, if you look at it from his perspective and what opportunities he has, is there a need at a position that he could fill fairly quickly / immediately / much sooner than later? Well, then no wonder Penn State's high on the list, right? Because at safety, in terms of players they recruit in development, it's been abysmal there, right? In terms of the players they recruit for the position. So opportunity knocks at Penn State. It fills a Jaquan Brisker, you know, the guys that came back, we've talked about this, was the big one for me because it's like, dude, that position's such a weakness for them defensively. He fills a hole right there. You get a transfer that's got Big 12 experience at an FBS major level, you take him and say thank you.
Well, Dustin, you know, I was saying, talking to Andy before the show, Jair Brown has been talked up quite a bit as being that second safety. But even if he is everything the coaches have been saying, you don't need just two safeties. Having a third quality safety would still mean something, correct?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think they do like Jair Brown. Jair Brown's journey reminds me a little bit of Jaquan Brisker in that Brisker was a little bit of a surprise how much he was playing early in his first season. Jair Brown was a little bit of a surprise how much he played his first season. So it kind of pointed to me like they had similar confidence levels in him as they did with Brisker. Now, with that being said, if you have the opportunity to go out and get this type of upgrade, you go out and get this type of upgrade. You can use all three of these guys. I just don't know about the rest of this safety bunch. I think Jonathan Sutherland has kind of entrenched himself as a special teamer first and a safety second, and I don't think he's going to bust out of that anytime soon. Enzo Jennings, I think the future is bright, but I don't know if the future begins yet. And, you know, Tyler Rudolph, I don't know what's in store for him either. So if you have the chance to get it now, the question is, you know, in 24/7 sports, they have Georgia as being the pick for Smith. It's going to be a tough pull, as Andy said, it's going to be a tough pull, but I think worth it for both sides.
Yeah. And if, you know, with him out of the equation, think of it real quick, Dustin, at the safety position. And I just wanted to share this with you. I think Penn State, with what they have at the corner position and what you see, they have to talk up Jair Brown, right? Like, who else is it, right? They have to talk up Jair Brown a little bit. That's sort of a thing they need to do. I think they're a candidate to work through this spring and summer and into the fall practice with possibly switching a corner to safety. Do you think that's an unrealistic possibility of them looking at that? I think it is a real possibility based on not just the top two guys, but the top three or four guys at the position.
I think you're a little late in the game to try if it's after spring. Now, some guys can do it, but to move a corner to safety and expect year one production, we're a little bit late in that ball game, I feel like. I mentioned, you know, the best fit for that, I don't think they would do it. I've mentioned it several times, as Keaton Ellis. I think he's got the best cornerback, safety, physical build to be able to do either or both, kind of that Adrian Amos effect. I don't think they're going to do that. And I think there's a different thing. Like, James Franklin has not stood up there at the podium and said Jair Brown is the future for us. I think their actions with him speak volumes. I think there's a confidence and a trust level in him. If he's your starter, I think they're okay with that. And I think they're okay with depth beyond him. But I think they'd feel like they'd rather be better than okay with that.
You know, Dustin, you say if not to wait till after spring to do that experiment. Since we don't go to practice, do we even know that they might have tried that already, moving Keaton Ellis or another cornerback? By the way, that's a little bit of a foreshadowing for our next segment, where we are going to talk about spring practice and what we would be looking for if we did have the opportunity to get there. Dustin, James Franklin met with the media, and you never get the full story of everything that's going on, obviously. You need to kind of, you know, read the tea leaves a bit, but what were you able to get out of his meet the media earlier this week?
So he was basically asked which players are standing out. And his default position was, it's easier for a guy that we haven't seen much to stand out because our eyes gravitate towards that person. He did say that Rashid Walker is working and practicing like the player he wants to be, that he's seen a switch in him. And I think that's substantial. You want to see a switch. We just talked about it on Monday. You want to see a switch from him being a really good tackle to being a great tackle. And something like this matters. I think the Kalen King name was brought up again is interesting. I think he seems to have a physical, mature approach to practicing as a freshman. And it seems like he's making the most of this experience. Arnold Ibikidi. He looked good in winter workouts. I think they're depending on him more than Franklin will be letting on. So not a lot of groundbreaking material from Franklin, but I thought those couple things were interesting.
The one thing that we have learned about Franklin, I said you have to read the tea leaves, but unlike Joe Paterno, I think when James Franklin points at a player and says he's doing well, I think it's legitimate. I always felt like when Joe Paterno said it, he had some ulterior motive. It was usually the backup quarterback that he was talking up, and he would give that kind of impression to the fans where it probably wasn't warranted. Andy, the other thing that we had this week is the players meeting the media, and what seemed to be very consistent was how excited they were about the new offensive coordinator and the offense that he was implementing. How legitimate is that excitement?
Yeah, so it's I call it the, you know, it's the shiny beach ball syndrome that, you know, and for, you know, a guy like Clifford, a third-year starter, this is his third offensive coordinator. So it's like it's kind of nothing new for Clifford, like, hey, new year, new offense, new offensive coordinator, right? Back, I started square one again. So kind of always going back to the beginning or back to starting over kind of to a degree. Of course they're going to be excited. Of course it's the shiny new toy. It's all about after 2020 is, you know, from 2016 until the 2020 season, this offense was counted on to score. You could count on to score 28 to 35 points a game. You could just almost give it, like they would produce this. They were consistent. And that wasn't the case in 2020, and I think that's what they're excited about getting back to because they've all experienced it.
Okay, that will be it for quarter number one. I will venture to guess that is the first time Mike Yurcich has been compared to a shiny new beach ball. Stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to talk about that spring practice. If we were able to attend it, what the stories would be. Stay tuned.
68 teams started and only the best have survived. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.